I'm going to talk about effects of emtriacin on feeding and survival of Formosan termites. As we all know, Formosan subterranean termites, which is called Cryptotermes formosanus, is an introduced pest in the United States, which is believed to be introduced during World War II from Asia. It's a major wood and structural pest, especially in southern United States, which attack living trees as well as dead and dry woods. Because of large colony size and aggressive feeding behaviors, these Formosan termites have caused great economic damage, and different types of control practices have been used since long time, which include chemical and physical barriers, different types of wood preservatives, and use of termiticides, and lately the use of baiting systems to eliminate termite colonies have been very popular. Generally, termite foods are rich in cellulose and low in nitrogen content because their primary food material is wood products. Previous experiment done by Chen and Henderson, they found that some of the amino acids like the aspartic acid, glutamic acid, proline, isoleucine, lysine have been found to have increased feeding on termites, and other amino acids like glycine, methionine, leucine, alanine, they had neutral effects on termites feeding. Not only in Cryptotermes but in Nathemitermes tubiformes also, the addition of dietary amino acids have increased feeding. The amino acid of concern in this experiment is M-tyrosine, which is C9H11NO3 with molecular weight 181.19. The oral LD50 dose in rat is very high, which indicates that its toxicity to mammal is very low. Mammalians is very low. It's a white crystal which is soluble in water. Long ago, one experiment done by Aronson and Wilmers found that this M-tyrosine suppressed growth and development of some of the bacteria, and recently, one experiment by Weston and his colleagues found that M-tyrosine inhibited the growth and development of some of the weedy species, and they termed it as a potential bioherbicide or green strategy. So we are interested to find out the effects of this amino acid, especially on termites, and set the objectives to find out effects on feeding and survival. We conducted both no choice test and the choice test in this experiment. The no choice test consists of 4 different doses of M-tyrosine with control as water treated control. The experimental arena consists of simply petri dishes with filter paper on it, which consists of 20 grams of sand and 2 ml of water. And the filter paper is treated with 270 microliter of treatment solutions. And we introduced 22 termites at the rate of 10% soldiers. And the experiment was conducted in 6 replications. The experimental arena looks like that, where the petri dishes are placed inside a humidity chamber to maintain relative humidity and covered with aluminum foil to make it dark and facilitate foraging, and kept in an undisturbed place in the laboratory at 24 plus minus 1 degree Celsius. And we recorded feeding and mortality rate at regular intervals, and then at the end of the experiment we recorded survival or mortality of the termites and the filter paper consumption. The result, we found that the consumption of filter paper was significantly low on the filter paper treated with 0.05 molar of M-tyrosine. Though the filter paper consumption was low in other cases, other doses of M-tyrosine also, but the difference was not significantly higher compared to control. Regarding survival of mortality of the termites, we found significantly high mortality. Only 35% survival of the termites was recorded on the filter paper treated with 0.05 molar. And in other doses also, they had some mortality, but the difference was not significant. To further justify this experiment, we conducted choice tests to see what the termites will do if they have choice of not feeding on the filter paper treated with M-tyrosine. This test consists of four doses of amtriosin and water titrate control. The experimental arena consists of 80 grams of sand and 10% moisture, and each filter paper is treated with 80 microliter of treatment solutions. Then we introduce 55 termites at the rate of 10% solders, and we conducted it in two colonies of the termites with six replications per colony. And we recorded number of live and dead termites at every 3 days interval and the health of the termites. Then at the end of the experiment, we recorded filter paper consumption and survival or mortality of the termites. Here we found that amtriosin treated filter paper consumption was very low. In these two cases, the consumption was almost nil. And in these two cases, still the consumption was very little, and they were all significantly different than the control. However, we didn't record any mortality in choice test. In both no choice and choice test, we noticed that termites were not repelled nor they attracted. And because all the termites were walking equally on the treated filter papers as well as on the untreated filter papers or control, but almost no consumption of the treated filter papers was there. And all doses of amtriosin have negative effects on termites feeding, but higher the doses, higher the effect. In no choice test, termites were forced to feed on the filter paper treated with amtriosin. So death resulted within 6 days. Means in 6 days the termites started to die. However, in choice test, termites had option not to feed on the filter paper treated with amtriosin. So we didn't record any significant mortality in this choice test. And you can say that this amtriosin caused as a stomach poison, but not as a contact poison on Formosan termites. This finding is in consistence with the finding of Weston, who found that amtriosin inhibited the growth and development of some of the weedy species in lawn. And he termed it as a potential bioherbicide or green strategy. And with the experiment of Arson and Wormus, who found that this amtriosin suppressed the growth and development of bacteria. And probably we can relate it with the protozoans present on the guts of Formosan termites, but actually we didn't do any such experiments to relate this. And to compare these amino acids with other amino acids, for example, Chen and Henderson, they found that some amino acids were attractive, like D-aspartic acid, L-glutamic acid, and other amino acids like glycine, L-methionine, leucine, alanine, they were neutral on termites feeding. However, the D-aspartic acid, when continuously fed for more than 30 days, then it recorded some toxic effects on the same termites. Not only in this Formosan termites, some amino acids like proline and aspartic acid also attracted to Neotermis bossi also. But this amtriosin, the effect of this amtriosin is seemed quite completely different compared to these amino acids. So in conclusion, we can say that amtriosin is a feeding deterrent and acts as a stomach poison to these Formosan subterranean termites, and it has a practical significance as a promising wood preservative. Yeah, I'd like to extend my sincere thanks to my colleagues, Entomology Department and LSU Ag Center, Louisiana State University. Thank you.